Welcome to Perry Fairway's Let's Talk Dallas County program. I'm Dallas County News Director Dustin Taze, and this is our conversation with Perry Chamber Director Lindsay Pasuti.
So the big boom bracket battle is continuing through the thick of things, and now we are down to those last four contestants moving towards the final two, who will go head-to-head to determine who's going to get a pie in the face, which is all raising money for the 4th of July celebration here in Perry. Can you just update us on where the competition's at with the figures, how much money's been raised, and you know what the rest of the competition is going to look like?
Yeah, so we're on our third round. We have one more to go after this round. Right now we have, as you mentioned, the four individuals. So that's the Firecracker Four, and we have two matchups, so they're pretty much head-to-head right now. It's still early in this round, later in the week, but it seems like our donations are coming in closer to the cutoff than they are earlier in these final rounds, now that people have kind of caught on to how things go. And so things are looking good. It's been a good fundraiser overall, so it's really exciting to see that momentum so soon in the year. That's the whole point of us doing this activity. And so we've got Jack Butler, who just right at the last minute won over Jeremy Mahler, make it into the Firecracker Four. He's up against Courtney Straker, who was a front runner in the last several rounds. So that'll be interesting to see how that shakes out between that matchup. And then we have Clint Luderman and Sean Welch. Both have been bringing in significant donations the last several rounds. So again, it'll be interesting to see which of them make it on to the last round. I can't say that I'm bitter about it. I'm not too heartbroken, but I will say that I only lost by $4 against Sean Welch in the last round. So it really can come down to the last little bit, the final hour of online donations, counting the jars, every penny count. That's what, you know, has made the difference in these last two rounds being very, very close with some of our matchups. So it's really fun. It's really exciting that we have so much excitement around, you know, the fireworks drive themselves, this kind of competition. People are, you know, campaigning to get funds raised in their name. People are able to donate online. They can donate at Ben's and the rec center with the jars. So a variety of options, and it's all for the fun of it, for someone to get a pie in the face, and all for the sake of the fireworks drive. So really exciting overall. Each round is a little bit different. Obviously, we've gone from 16 down to 8 down to 4. So fewer places to put your dollars as far as those individuals that are in the running. But it's been really successful so far. More than $2,000 raised in the first round, more than $1,000 raised in the second round. So really a goal for us would be about $500 if you're kind of figuring, you know, how much per person in the third round, the Firecracker Four. And then next week we'll have the big boom grand finale. So just really thankful to the community to be supportive. We're just shy of $4,000 in our total fundraising to get to that $12,500 goal. We've got several months to do it, but it's just always nice to be started early. So just a big thank you to the community, the individuals that are participating and are willing to get a pie in the face. Sorry, not sorry, I'm no longer in the running for that, but maybe we'll come up with something fun if we reach some other goal. I am willing to take a pie if need be to get people excited about it. So it's all fun. And so that will finish up in a couple weeks, in just less than 2 weeks. And then we'll move into a couple other things. So hopefully we'll get funds raised by, you know, late May, and we'll be good to go.
Now, speaking of that, this is kind of that Kickstarter fundraiser for the 4th of July celebration. Now, is the Chamber planning any more fundraising after the Big Boom Bracket Battle kind of wraps up?
Yes, so we will, once that's finished, we'll actually have the Radio Pie Auction. So this is something that we haven't done since I've been with the Chamber, but we are bringing it back. We didn't do the annual dinner this spring. We're looking to do that in the fall, which normally we have a live pie auction then. But a few years ago, people might remember a pie auction on the radio where people could call in and make bids and, you know, had a lot of fun with it and raised some dollars then. So we're bringing that back this year. We are doing that on Tuesday, April 13th at 8 a.m. A little bit early, but it'll be a good time to get things going. And so that'll be a week after the Big Boom Bracket Battle finishes. And so we'll do this radio pie auction. So it'll be a fun connection between the two, a pie in the face, and then the radio pie auction, where you can actually get a wonderful handmade pie at auction for you to enjoy, with those funds going to the fireworks drive as well. So we'll be doing by invitation, getting some pies on hand. We'll be able to get the word out as far as who those pies were made by, and we'll have a little bit of fun with Tom Berkman, who's going to be our auctioneer. Sean will be on hand, and I've got a couple board members ready to go for that. And we're looking to do a Facebook Live at the same time, so you can catch it on the radio. You can also see it on Facebook, and so we're working out a little bit of the details there, but we will have that as a little bit of entertainment for a fun fundraiser for the fireworks. Then we'll kind of lay low for a little while, and at the end of May, we're looking at the grocery bill roundup, so more on that as well.
There is something coming up here in the next week with the Perry Public Library. It was announced a little while back now that there would be a ribbon cutting to celebrate the renovation of the Perry Library that was recently completed. Have things started to take a little more shape as we get a little closer to that ribbon cutting next week?
Yes, so we have the ribbon cutting next Wednesday, April 7th at 8:30 a.m. That seemed to be a nice time for the last ribbon cutting that we did. So we went ahead and chose that same time for this one. It'll be kind of at the beginning of the day before people head to work, before they open the library. So that'll be a good time. And then as far as choosing the date, it's National Library Week. So Mary Murphy thought that it would be a good time to do it. And I agree with her. Why not celebrate what wonderful things our local library does during National Library Week with this ribbon cutting to celebrate the reopening. So they have been open for a month or so with limited services beyond their curbside pickup that they've been doing for months and months, almost a year now, because of the renovation, but also because of COVID, of course. And so this will be really exciting for people to stop in, see what's new, see the new entrance, see the new flow of things, really introduce that to the community, and then kind of announce that they are, in fact, now open for their services, some limited still, but they are open for people to come in now. So like I said, we kind of were testing the waters to see, you know, how the comfort levels were for having this sort of gathering, but we had a successful ribbon cutting last month and the timing felt right with the National Library Week. So we're going ahead with it. If we wait too much longer, it'll be kind of old news. So it's something that we want to get out there in front of the community for, like I said, to celebrate the renovation, to celebrate that they're such an asset to our community and they are now reopened.
And that was our conversation with Perry Chamber Director Lindsay Pasuti. You can find this story online at raccoonvalleyradio.com. The Let's Talk Dallas County program is brought to you by Perry Fairway. Always fresh, always affordable.